The Arizona State Board for Charter Schools this week approved requests by Basis Charter Schools to expand in Flagstaff and Mesa. The unanimous vote came after some board members questioned school officials about their asking parents for donations to supplement teacher salaries and using Arizona tax money as collateral to finance out-of-state expansion. Earlier in the week, we heard from Craig Harris of the Arizona Republic, who's looked into Basis. Today, we hear from Deanna Rowe, Basis Charter Schools Executive Director. And Deanna, how important to Basis is the decision the Charter Board made to allow this expansion in Flagstaff and in Mesa?
Well, expanding Basis so that more kids can attend is great news for the families and the communities of Mesa and Flagstaff, and it's great news for education in Arizona. Over the last several years, we've added schools and expanded the grade level offerings across our state. And the action by the Charter Board this week provides those communities with the full spectrum of kindergarten through 12th grade now at the base through the Basis program.
Is there a target in mind for how big you would like Basis to ultimately be in Arizona?
Basis would love the opportunity to provide academic programs for every family that would like to have access to the Basis program.
Do you have a sense of how many schools you would need? I mean, is that something you're realistically looking into?
We have long-term goals to continue to expand in the state, looking at where the demand is from our current families, as indicated by some of the information of families who are on our wait list, and then looking at other areas that aren't currently served by quality educational opportunities that might benefit from a Basis school in their community.
How would that work if, for example, every student in Arizona could theoretically go to a Basis school? I mean, what would that do to traditional district schools?
I did not mean to imply that Basis schools should be the only educational opportunity for all students, but I believe that all students should have the choice for a high-quality school.
Let me ask you about the issue of expansion, because obviously there's been some reporting recently about how Basis uses collateral for acquiring new facilities, especially in other states. And I'm wondering if you are comfortable telling Arizona taxpayers that they basically have nothing to worry about if facilities that you have in Arizona, which are obviously paid for in part, you get taxpayer money here. Can you tell Arizona taxpayers that they do not have anything to worry about if a facility, a school in another state runs into financial problems when you've used maybe some of your schools here as collateral?
Absolutely. I feel very confident and comfortable in assuring Arizona's taxpayers that their dollars are not at risk in the way that we have invested for the expansion of our schools in Arizona and across the country. I think it's important to remember that charter schools in Arizona receive less taxpayer funding than district public schools, and charter schools have to provide their own facilities. So we rely on private investors for capital infrastructure, and when we bundle Arizona properties with our out-of-state assets, it enables Basis to achieve a lower interest rate, which saves us millions of dollars over the life of the loan, and those monies can then be spent in our Arizona classrooms.
How important is it for Basis to continue expanding to reach the company's financial goals and keep it, financially viable?
Well, certainly Basis ensures that it is absolutely financially viable. Every independent financial expert that has reviewed our financials has given Basis finances a clean bill of health. You need to remember that Arizona's real crisis here is that too few students have access to quality education. And when you look at our school's performance and our rankings, taxpayers are certainly getting their money's worth. And given we accomplished these results with less funding than our district counterparts, you could say that taxpayers are getting a real bargain.
Is Basis's financial health really okay? I mean, it's been reported that the company is running a bit of a deficit, and whether or not that's, an accounting thing or an actual thing, it seems as though, at least on paper anyway, that the company's financial health is maybe a bit more perilous than that.
So I think it's key, yes, absolutely. Basis's financial health is strong. And as you indicated, those financial losses are absolutely only on paper and are largely attributable to two factors: non-cash expenses for depreciation of facilities and the refinancing of our debt.
I want to ask you also about the issue of teacher pay, because there was another bit of reporting that indicated that Basis requests donations from parents of Basis students to help fund teacher pay. How big of a part of what teachers get are those donations? How important is it for teachers to make a competitive salary that parents of their students donate?
So our Basis salaries are competitive. The average salary for a Basis teacher is nearly $2,100 more than the Arizona statewide average starting salary. When it comes to the parent or family donations, those donations are used to provide merit bonuses for our teachers in addition to their salaries.
All right. Deanna Rowe is Executive Director for